Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
we tried that we could be somewhere.
The number is 646-727-2914. Once again, 646-727-2914. Just in case anybody, you know, wanted to call in from that's, you know, just listen. But yes, so today is the Thursday. I'll be here every Thursday at 7, from 7 to 7:30. It goes by, like, super fast. So I appreciate everybody for calling in and listening to me. And, so today's topic is going to be about the importance of friendship. And I don't think that, like, especially teenagers for us, like, I don't think that people really understand how important friendship is. Like, the friends that you have now are really shaping your life, so to say, because they say that it was, like, a study that I read that, like, your seventh grade friends usually wind up being your friends for life. Especially in high school. I mean, you know, for middle school, usually go to high school with these same people. Especially me, I was fortunate enough to be in the gifted and talented program, and I've had the same friends since seventh grade. And so, you know, we all were able to grow up together, even though we don't go to the same high school anymore. We're all still, you know, really close. And I mean, you know, we all have long-distance friends. Like, some of my best friends have moved away, you know, but I still keep in contact as much as possible. But anyway, as Will Smith said, he said, look at your five closest friends around you, and that describes who you are. And if you don't like who you are, then you know what you have to do, meaning that you have to change your friends. People don't understand, like, it's all about energy. Like, you are, I'm a firm believer in the fact that you attract who you are and what you are. Like, your friends speak so much about you. Like, what they do, because you're around them all the time, like, you guys speak the same way, you guys dance the same way, you know the same people, you go to the same places together. So everything that you do is kind of projecting off of each other. And so, therefore, if you're friends with somebody, you have the same energy. You guys are vibrating on, the same level, the same frequency, I want to say. So people don't understand, like, how important your friends are, especially, like, as teenagers. And I think that's, like, a big thing. Parents are always like, oh, I don't like you being with such and such. And I used to hate that because when I was younger, I grew up in an area that's not, not so perfect, I'm going to say, for at least not so perfect. And I was always pretty quiet, pretty odd. And then I had, like, a couple friends. People would just talk to me because they thought I was nice looking, and I would talk to them, and then it's like, then they're like, let's go out or whatever, and, me being excited, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go, I want to go, or whatever. My mom's like, no, I don't like them, they don't have the right energy, I don't want you to hang around them, and I used to be so mad, like, what is your issue, lady, like, because I was always quiet, and my mom's like, you need to be more social and stuff. And I'm like, well, now I'm being social, and now you don't like my friends. Like, how are you going to do that? But, I'm actually really grateful that she did do that, because those same girls now, those same friends that I was going to hang out with when I was little, it's like now we're just on completely different levels. Like, we're in completely different places in our lives, doing completely different things. And it's like, wow. And then it's like, but it's like, I still try to talk to them, of course. Like, I'm not like a person that's like, oh, I'm not going to talk to you. Of course, I still try to talk to you. But it's like, when you get around certain people and they don't do the same things that you do, and, you try to help them and you try to tell them, for their benefit, not because you think that you're better than them, but you try to tell them for their benefit. Like, I don't really think you should do that. I don't really think you should date him, or whatever the case may be. It's like they look at you as, like, preachy and everything else like that. So I just, kind of distance myself because I don't like feeling as though, I'm just giving myself out, and nobody's listening to me. It's like, you could bring, what's the saying? You can bring a horse to the water, but you can't make a drink. That's really like how I am. That's how I am, because it's like, I don't know. I just don't, but it's like, I just feel so bad sometimes, because it's like, oh my God, like some of the stuff that they're going through now, it's like, I tried to tell you, when you were younger, not to do these things. I tried to tell you, tried to warn you, and stuff like that. And it's like, now you want to do these things. And it's like, now I don't really have the time to babysit your life and, keep telling you not to do these things. But it's like, I feel bad, but I always love them. And I'm like, if you ever, need anything, I'm always here for you. That is one thing I am. Like, no matter whatever has happened in the past, like, if it's been, like, people who I'm not necessarily friends with anymore or anything, I'm always still here for you, no matter who you are, no matter how mad I am. No, okay, get in my face. I'm sorry, that was my brother. But I've always been, the same way. So what I want to say now is, I think that everybody should have if you and all your friends are the same way and you guys realize that all of you are messing up together or, as a whole, not everybody's grades the way they need to be. I think that people need to start setting up studying sessions, call each other on the phone. Like, they have, like, even this right now is something that people can do, and it's like free things that, like, people use for foolishness. Like, it's like a call. It's like you can have, like, a mass call. Like, this is not a mass call. Like, I was telling some of my friends about this, thought this was a mass call. No, this is like a radio show, but you get to call in, and I can see you call, and then I can ask you questions, and I can talk to you. The mass call is different, and it's like free. I had one before because I had a prayer line, and but you can call, and you tell your friends to call in, and they can just talk when they feel like talking, or, you can do whatever, but it's like people, and it's funny because people actually do use it, but they use it for stupid stuff. Like, in New Jersey, we had this call, and the code to get in, like, on this call right here, this radio show, it's a radio show, so you don't have a pin to, talk and call in or whatever. But on the mass calls, you get a pin to call in, and since we're in Jersey, the code was like 973. Everybody had a different one. It was like a different one for each city. 973 for North, 862 202, 201, you know, whatever city you're representing. And it's like people would have these calls, and this had to be like in the summer. People would have these calls, and like you would call in just to hear people say the dumbest stuff. Like these people would be on there arguing, shouting out their Instagram names, like, oh, follow me, such and such and such. And then if somebody said that, then it would be some other boy in line. Like, because you don't know who these people are. It's completely anonymous. So everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, tell such and such to shut up. Shut up. You know, whatever. And it was, I'm not even going to lie. Like, that was hilarious. Like, throughout the whole summer, like, I would just call in at night just to hear people say dumb stuff, just to hear the pure foolishness. Like, pure foolishness. It's like, because I was getting the entertainment in my life, so, you know, I'm not calling to this call and just, like, listen to these idiots. But it's like, people can use these things in the right way, but they just choose not to. Like, it's like, we can all achieve so much together, but it's like, people just, it's like, they just want to fight it. And it's truly ignorance. And ignorance is not stupidity. Stupidity is not knowing something. Ignorance is not wanting to know something. That's the difference between stupidity and ignorance. And it's like, these people are just purely ignorant. And it's like, most of the teenagers our age, they're ignorant. Like, it's like, you say you want to get it together, you say you want to go to college, you know, you talk all of this good talk, but it's like, when it's time to actually put in the work and the effort, they don't want to do it. But it's like, we can make all of this so much easier on ourselves. But it's like, you know, we just choose not to. But even when I was in elementary school, I used to, we had a, like, my friends, we would try to get together after school, and I remember it was one time that we tried, my friends, not all of us are 100% together. Like, I'm not even 100% together. My life is not 100% all in order right now, but it's like, we try to work with each other. Like, if you need help, we try to work with each other. If you have struggling in a certain subject, we try to work with each other. Did you take my charger? Thank you. Anyways, goodbye. So, I'm just saying that, stop. But, okay, so I have some callers. We have, God, I'm sorry. We have, 220-973-220.
Yes! Hello.
Hi. Hi, wait. So what are you? This is Tati, right?
Yep. Tati. No.
Yes. Tati, so what do you think about friendship? Because we have been friends for a long time. But what do you think about friendship? Like, isn't your friends important? Like, don't you see, like, how we grew up, especially from seventh grade, like, how everybody's friends shaped them? Like, do you agree with, like, your friends show you who you are?
Yeah, I honestly do agree with that, because I think your friends influence you more than your actual parents or your family does, because
right.
you see your friends more than you would actually see some of your family and everything. And the reason why your friends interest you is because you share the same interests. You're not just going
right.
to be friends with someone. You're not just going to be friends with someone because, oh, they're just in the room at the time. So for you to sit there and actually be friends with somebody who, like, say for instance, doesn't have a future, but like somebody who doesn't, like, pay attention in class or smokes all the time,
yeah.
or does something necessarily, like, bad or something they're not supposed to do, you're most likely gonna have that reflected on you, and everybody around you, including adults, are going to see you as being the same. So, yeah, I think friends have a big influence on how you act.
Right. So I know we have a couple of friends. We're not going to say, like, anybody's name. I know we have a couple of friends who are going down, like, the wrong road, so to speak. Like, how do you think that we could help them? You know, with grades, as far as grades and, like, with their personal life. I mean, I know we can't tell them, like, exactly, like, what to do. But what do you think we can do to, like, help them?
Well, I mean, it's only with so much you can do, because you can give someone
right.
advice, but you can't actually sit there and make them take it. They have to take it when they want to take it, because trust me, me and you haven't been through this already. We always try to help, and the only time they take it is after the damage is done, and they're like, oh, I should have listened, and it's just like, well, you should have, you would have, you could have, but you didn't. So it's like, as a friend, you can't be their mother. Like, you can't be
right.
there all the time. But
right.
as a friend, you still want them to succeed and actually be happy in life. And that's another thing. You don't want to interfere with your friend's happiness. So, like,
yeah.
something that makes them happy might not necessarily be something that's good for them. But that's the decisions friends are going to have to make.
You're 100% correct.
I'm all bad.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, they're listening to you. But no, you're 100% correct. Like you said, it's only so much to do for a person. Thank you, Zadie. We have a 910 number on the line.
Hey.
Hello. Hey. What do you think about your friends? Like, do you think your friends describe you?
You said, how do I think my friends would describe me?
Do you feel as though your friends are, like, a representation of you? Like, do you think that, like, they make up your personality and stuff, like, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I have, like, a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of friends, actually.
Well, look, this is what we're going to do. Your five closest friends, because that's what Will Smith said. He said your five closest
yeah.
friends describe who you are. So do you think your five closest friends really describe who you are?
Yeah, I think each of them describe a different part of my personality.
Right.
Like, one's really... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You said one's really what?
I was saying one's really nice, one's really funny, one talks a lot. And it's like, you know, they each have different parts of me in them, and that's why we're really close.
Exactly. So are you and all your friends on the same page, like, as far as, like, grades and relationships and stuff like that?
Yeah. All of my friends and I, we all take honors classes, and we all take at least one AP class.
Right.
And it's like when one of us are doing bad, we all, like, help each other out to, like, get the work done and stuff.
Right.
And so,
do you have any friends that, like, aren't on the right path, like, or any friends, like, you had to stop being friends with?
Actually, I had to stop being friends with a lot, like, as soon as I got to high school. A lot of people change, and I'm just like, whoa, it was cool back then. But I guess not now, that's fine. And so I just, like, leave them alone. But they would see me in the hallways and stuff, and they would, like, wave, and I'd just do that friendly smile and keep going.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not with you no more, but
yeah,
I still wish you the best.
Exactly, because it's like at one point we was really, really close, and it's like high school really changed them. And I'm just like, why are you changing? Why
yeah.
won't you just be the same old that you used to be? What's different? There's nothing different. You just had a new place for more people.
That's, you know, that's 100% correct. Thank you for that. I think that is like, that's another big thing. Like, once people get to high school, they say everybody's friends, you know, switch up. Like I said, I was fortunate enough to be with most of the same people from my middle school as into high school, because we were in the same school, you know. But that's a big thing, and I think, like, high school is, like, a huge transition. Like, my little cousin, she just went to, not high school. I think that any school, like, with a bigger grade level, like, where you're exposed to more kids, is going to be, like, is going to be different for everybody. And, I'm sorry, guys. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hello. Anyways, but me. But no, I think that I'm sorry, when you do with like around more kids, it's like a lot of different people change because I feel as though they feel as though they have to be like more impressive. Like that's a big thing with teenagers, especially us, of course, is like you have to be like everybody has a certain standard to hold up to, and I think that was like another reason why. I'm sorry. That is another thing that is big. It's like I don't know. It's like I feel like that's the reason why I left my school too. I'm not saying that like I'm not a person who like doesn't dress nice or doesn't look nice, something like that. But at my old school, it's like it's constantly all about like how you dress and how you look and how much money do you have and how many girls you get or how many guys you get. And it's annoying, really, honestly. And I was just sick of it. I'm like, you know, the education isn't what it is anymore. And I'm like, it seems like everybody just wants to be down. Or if you're not this certain type of way, it's like everybody's like, oh, such and such and such. It's like, and it was funny because, like, then one time one of my friends, like, actually really was talking about, like, a popularity list. She was telling people who was popular and who was not popular. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, are you really doing this? Like, I was always a neutral person. Like, I always tried to stay neutral. I was never, like, oh, super miss popular or, like, oh, don't anybody want to talk to about here. So it's different. We have 862. Hello. Wait, I'm sorry. Hello, 862. Hello. Okay, I guess they do not want to talk. No problem. 732. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Pia.
Do you feel as though, like, in our school, like, friendship is, like, really important? Like, do you think that it's, like, if you don't have any friends there or you're not popular, like, it's going to affect you tremendously?
Yeah, I think so. Because, like, if you're, like, from a different school or whatever, you have, like, a lot of friends. Like, especially me, because I grew up with this friend. Like, we've been friends since, like, the second grade. So he's, like, he's practically my brother. So,
Yeah. Do you feel like your friends, they describe you? Like, you feel like you guys are, like, in sync?
Yeah, someone like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Rafe. And we have a new caller. We have a 973-570. Hello.
Hello.
This is Ryan.
Yeah.
Hi, Rye.
What's good, guys?
Do you feel like your friends? Describe you?
You said, do I feel like my friends describe me, or like
yes,
you saying like they like actually like verbally describing me, or like when I'm around them?
Oh my God, Ryan! Do you feel like we describe you? Like all of our personalities? Like do you feel like all of our personalities mixed together give us your personality, Ryan?
The whole gang got all types of different personalities.
I would appreciate if you not take away. I really would appreciate.
I fit in with y'all a lot. So and like y'all like my real close friends are like my family. So I would say. Yeah, they do, cause like every single one of y'all, I have like at least one of y'all traits. So it's like you know, put them all together, you got me. You know?
Right. Just to clear the air, when he said gang, he did not mean like a violent gang. Like it's like we have friends, kind of like when people call, like you know, they say squad. So some people say gang, but he did not mean like gang. Father's minister. So we just said, you know what, Ryan? Thank you so much for your input. That Ryan is one of my friends that We've all been friends since seventh grade. Ryan, Tati, Genesis, you know, all of them. And but yeah, so definitely, I definitely. So it's like you have to take them on higher echelon. You have to feed your friends knowledge as well. Like, you don't want to be stuffy, and you don't want to push them to like the wrong level or push them past their limit. You don't want to be preachy or anything like that. But it's like you really do want to help your friends because you want them to succeed with you. Like, you want them to succeed with you. And it's funny because, like, one of my friends before, I told him, like, a long time ago to read these books. It's, like, The 48 Laws of Power, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, As a Man Thinketh. You know, because my mom is, like, really efficient with all of these books and stuff. And she made me read these books, and she talks about these books and everything. I was like, that's what I'm telling my friends. Like, you know, these books are really powerful. You know, these can really help us with succeed. It's like, you know, it's not that we don't have the greatness in us, but it's like, you know, reading that knowledge, like, I feel as though we will forever be students. Like, you never stop learning. That's what mom says. You never stop learning, no matter how old you are, even if you're not in school or whatever the case may be. You're never going to stop learning. So it's like whatever, like whatever you do, I feel like your friends are definitely a reflection of you. Well, your five closest friends. Because sometimes, I mean, you know, we're associates with, you know, people. But, like, the people that you're really close with, that you spend a night over your house, and your mother know my mother, and you take me home after school and stuff like that, those type of people that you're around 24/7 are definitely a representation of you. And like Tati was saying, like, these are people that you choose to be around. So these are the people that you're 100% yourself with. And I know some people aren't, like, 100% with their friends. Like, some people just pretend to be friends with people. Like, that's a big thing now, especially, like, oh, everybody has a fake friend, or some people's friends are snakes and stuff like that. And that's why you have to pray, and that's why you have to make sure that your energy is clear, because if your energy is clear, you're going to attract friends with the same energy. Like, me and my friends, we don't get into stuff like that. We don't get into, like, no altercations and all of that extraness. You know, we have simple, nice, clean fun. We're not perfect, we're not saints, but we have clean, simple fun, you know? So it's like you have to really be aware of what you're putting yourself in. Even this boy that I was talking to today, he was saying that his friends, he was trying to get an iPhone, and this girl that he just became friends with told her that her brother would sell him an iPhone, and then some type of way, everything went left, and then her friend, her brother, almost got in trouble, and everything else. It was a big thing, and I'll never forget. Like, I was gonna go out with them one time, and I'm happy that I didn't, because my mom was like, "Oh no, you know, I don't want you to go out with them." And I'm glad I didn't, because then they wind up getting in a lot of trouble over nonsense. Like, stuff is on your record now, so it's like, you know. It's just ridiculous. So definitely watch out for your friends. That's what I want to say. Like, I know your parents may seem annoying, and you may seem like they're nagging you, and they just don't want you to have any friends, or they just don't. They have a personal vendetta against the friend that, you know, they're telling you not to hang out with. But for the most part, it's for your benefit. It's always, I'm not saying, I don't know every situation, but for the most part, it's always for your benefit, just to help you, to make you a better person, because these are your friends for life. These are friends for life, especially teenagers. And then when you go into college, you meet even more friends. And hopefully, like, I really hope that most of me and my friends, I hope we all go to the same college, or even if we don't go to the same college, that we go to a college, like, close to each other, so that we can, you know, stay friends. And we can, our kids can be friends, and we can go to each other's weddings and everything else like that. Because, you know, it's fun to have the same friends, be with the same people. You know, I'm so happy that I am fortunate enough to have awesome friends who have never, like, switched up on me. Even if we had, like, little disagreements, we always still stood close, and we were, like, still friends no matter what, no matter the distance. No matter the time, no matter the place, you can always call them and tell them, you know, what's going on with you. So I really appreciate that, and I want to thank you to all my friends. And I consider everybody who calls in, everybody who's listening to me, I consider you all friends as well. I love everybody equally. Well, I try to love everybody equally. So it's like, you know, we just have to relax, watch your friends, or even if your friends aren't doing the best but you love them, just take them up. You know, try to be their friend. So, thank you guys. This is High School Jinda. We had a wonderful conversation. Love you guys.
Oh, I got something to say. Yeah. I know it's easy to love me, Thought it was better this way. Oh, trust me, baby, it's hard. Trying to give it up. I'm trying to, baby, it's tough. I guess it's my fault. I know what's up. Baby, we used to fuck. From now on, we make love.